Good afternoon. It is the season one, episode 16 of Locally Hated with Captain Dan Lawnman and the news lady. Kev, what's up?
I don't know. You tell me. I'm a little scared to sit here. This big surprise episode.
So,
and you know, more people viewed that than just about anything else we posted this week.
Yeah, because, okay, so it's, I like to get actual reactions. Like, I like to get the unfiltered, unbridled reaction to what's going on. You know, I don't want it scripted or anything like that. And we're not scripted. I mean, it's obvious that we're not scripted. So,
and untalented. It's obvious we're unscripted and untalented.
That's what I'm naming the episode.
Unscripted and untalented.
Inevitably, something always happens every episode. I never know what I'm going to name the episode until it happens. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to name the episode. So on this episode, first we're going to touch on a little bit of, you know, internet viral videos. And then
All the people getting arrested in Allen Parish.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, because apparently we got to talk about that. We need to be held accountable for it.
Yeah, I forgot. The voice of reason said we're not discussing it yet.
Yeah, so
we only record on Sundays.
Yeah, so when news happens on Thursday or Wednesday and it's not Sunday yet, we can't talk about it, George. So that being said, I told you.
And look, you know, I'm sitting here. We don't know what is going to happen this week. So we have to wait till next week for something to happen this week.
Honestly,
so we can talk about next week.
Honestly.
Because like I tell Tina all the time, I have two balls and neither one of them are crystal. So I can't tell you what's going to happen in next
week. We have
week.
No idea. I had no idea that was going to happen. So obviously the FBI, the Louisiana State Police, and ICE convened upon the what was it? The chief of police's convention.
Chief of police of Oakdale.
Yeah, in Baton Rouge.
Forest Hill.
Yes,
they were at a chief's convention.
The chief's convention in Baton Rouge is where they got them.
Yeah.
So
they were easy to find.
The Forest Hill guy has resigned.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the Allen Parish guy has not resigned. There's been a lot of statements put out. In a twist of events, his wife was arrested the following day, which I thought. I'm just telling you, I just don't think Galen would roll over on me like that. That was quick. He rolled over quick.
Oh, they already had that case. That case was opened already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I was like, man.
Yeah, she was fixing bids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, man, he just threw her right under the bus.
That somebody flipped on them and told. That's the only way I can figure it out is, you know, because the crime statistics, you would have too many people of the victimized in a certain ethnic group, and so they probably that were getting U visas, and I figured they went and pulled one of them or two of them aside and said, hey, won't you tell us what's really going on and we'll really get you a visa.
Well, and so, maybe they did, but I'm still like, I think I'm still flabbergasted that, you know, because everybody makes jokes about the cartel. I think I made a joke not too long ago with somebody and I was like, if the cartel posts on Indeed, I'm out of here. Like, I'm just joking, obviously, but I didn't know, like, I didn't know they were, you know, that's close.
Yeah,
that was real close.
And that was, you know, $5,000 to pop.
I
still can't figure out, the cat worked at Subway. Did he own Subway
he
or did he work?
Oh,
okay,
Subway.
That makes a little bit more sense. Dude making sandwiches and shaking people down for $5,000 a piece. That's like, man, that's pretty, if you ought to own Subway
He's
then.
He's in a side hustle, huh?
Yeah, that's a good
side.
That's
a heck of a side hustle. So yeah. Anyway, now that we have talked about it, you have your answers. That's what we think about it. Shame on y'all for what you did.
Yeah,
that's what I felt. So
come on, man, don't be so stupid.
Honestly,
don't be greedy.
Like, you're held to a higher standard.
Yes,
I'm really upset that the Subway guy is the only one in jail. Everybody else was let go and released on their own recognizance. They didn't have to pay a bail or anything.
Bail's not a punishment.
I do know bail's not a punishment, but. They didn't even get booked.
Yeah, the federal system's a little bit different. So
I'm a little upset about that. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, do the perp walk, the walk of shame.
Yeah, I mean, you honestly should get the same treatment because the Subway owner did, the Subway guy did.
Yeah.
Did you see? It didn't age well.
Now, the wife did, too. She got the perp walk.
Yeah, she got the perp walk, but he didn't. So I was a little upset about that. But did you see that it was in 2023? Somebody screenshotted the Allen Parish Police Department or the Oakdale Police. It is not Allen Parish. It is the Oakdale Police Department's page. And the subway guy had brought the police lunches for police week.
That's how it all started.
This didn't age well.
Yeah. This is how it all started. It started with a ham sandwich.
And in other viral news, don't cheat on your partner at a Coldplay concert or ever, but, you know, specifically anywhere. There's cameras everywhere. Why would you do that?
My favorite meme that I think I saw all week long about this was Coldplay hasn't released any singles in the past year, but now that night they released 4 singles.
They did release 4 singles. And I did see a post today that was like, this isn't a meme, this is somebody's life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And while I do know that there are victims in this situation, I don't know, man. I feel like when you're being ugly, you know, I feel like you should have to, you know, take your medicine. I feel sorry for their spouses, obviously, but and the kids, any kids that are involved, but I don't feel sorry for them at all.
I still like our meme the best, though.
Oh, it was great. It was great. Frank, our meme on our Facebook page, if you don't follow us, it's great.
Frank Costanza and Cosmo Kramer.
Yeah, Cosmo Kramer, yep.
And doing the Coldplay kiss cam.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was kind of wild because there are better ways to react. The camera would have probably just went away if you hadn't have been like so guilty. Yeah, it was bad. That was a terrible reaction.
It was horrible. Why are you getting down on the ground?
He literally hid.
That dude took off running and hid.
He literally hid. So I don't know.
If you're gonna be dumb, you better be tough.
That's exactly right. So our real podcast topic today, and I the reason it's a surprise is because I didn't want Kevin to have time to prepare for this. I didn't want him to be able to research this or anything, okay? So, and it was actually, shout out to Kat, one of our listeners that gave me the idea, and I just kind of went with it. So I made a list of Gen Z slang. I live in the house with a Gen Z. And, you know, slang is like, you know, I don't know. What did y'all say in the 80s? Like, is that
wow.
Where, is that where you, that was in, when were you?
Well, yeah.
That was when you were in high school, huh?
Come on, spit it out. Say what you got to say.
I'm just saying, that's when you were in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. I was in.
I don't remember. We had some pretty.
What was it, Tina?
No, she can't remember either. She's older than me. Oh, and before we get any further. By the time you're listening to this, it is Tina's birthday tomorrow. So
happy birthday! Be sure to Tina.
If you see her tomorrow, 39. Tell her happy birthday.
She will be 39 on Monday. What is it, July the 21st?
But that reminds me of that song, 39 and holding anything I can. That was that dude at the Coldplay concert.
So I have compiled a list of Gen Z slang. Okay, I guess in the 90s it would have, you know, like we talked, we said, oh yeah, that's the bomb.
Yeah.
You know, and what did y'all didn't say groovy. That was the 70s.
That was the 70s. I remember.
Did y'all say far out? Radical.
Yeah, radical. Yeah. I remember for some reason, Cool Beans.
Cool Beans was a thing.
I used to hear that all the time.
That's kind of what we're talking about. We're talking about Gen Z slang.
We could Google it.
And then, of course, my bad was one of the millennial slangs. My bad, which meant I'm sorry or my fault or whatever. And I still say that to this day, my bad. You know, so those are the slangs that we're talking about. I really don't know any from the 80s, but I wasn't born until 85, so it, you know, I wouldn't know very many from then. So,
well, I remember.
As If was one from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the 90s or the, well, yeah, it would be the.
Yeah, because that was in Clueless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, As If. Yeah.
Yeah. Valley Girl. That's that type of mentality.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to pull up the list, okay? And obviously,
there's going to be a lot of dead air. I can tell you that right now.
I know.
Crickets. If you listen closely, you'll hear crickets.
Well, I know what these mean. Okay. So you're going to have to tell me what you think they mean. Oh, you got a list pulled up?
Oh, yeah. That
Gag me with a spoon. That was in the 80s? Oh, I don't know that one.
Well, you were being gagged with a spoon of baby food. That's your problem.
Okay, so the very first one we're going to start with is no cap.
No cap. That means you ain't wearing a hat.
No. No, it's not the caps lock.
Caps lock. Not wearing a hat.
Tina's guess was the caps lock. Okay, so no cap means no lie. They're being serious or honest. So to use it in a sentence, that movie was amazing. No cap.
Okay, that makes absolutely no sense. When you say no cap, I say you're being respectful. You're walking in a building. You take your hat off. No cap at the supper table.
No. It's no cap. All facts, no cap.
Okay.
So bet.
Bet. Like wager. Like you bet.
No. It's an agreement or an approval. So like if somebody says, hey, we want to meet you at the movies at 6 o'clock. And you're going to say, all right, bet. That's the way you say that. All right, bet.
Well, when I was growing up, how much you want to bet?
Oh, yeah, okay. How much
remember?
You
so
bet?
That's
okay.
Why I was thinking, you know.
Yeah, they just say bet.
Bet. And just, it means what now?
It means an agreement or approval. Like
an agreement.
Okay,
approval.
So if you were to say.
Well, that's pretty similar then.
It is pretty similar. Like, I'm going to say, hey, Kev, we're going to record the podcast at, you know, 12. And you go, okay, bet. You know, like, okay, I'll be there. You know, I'm down with that.
Hmm.
So the next one we're going to go to is slay.
Slay. Yeah. Like
no,
kill
not
it.
Like,
like kill it. I'm going to slay that. I'm going to kill that ham sandwich. I'm going to slay that ham sandwich.
I wish y'all could see
kill
Tina.
It.
Tina's like, I'm going to slay a dragon. Okay, so to slay is to succeed in something or look amazing. To use it in a sentence, you slayed that outfit. So if you're looking fly or you're looking fresh, it's...
Repeat the definition again.
To succeed in something or what? Look amazing.
Okay, I slayed that ham sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely.
I succeeded in eating the ham sandwich. And I looked amazing doing it. I'm getting this. I'm down with this. This is pretty bodacious.
This is bodacious? Was that an 80s one?
Yes.
Okay.
Psychedelic.
Okay. The next one is Riz.
Riz. Ooh. No. No. Yeah. No. Riz. That would be something razzle dazzle. Like you're looking fly. You ain't tripping. You looking good, baby. You Rizzy. You off a sizzle on the rizzle. I think I used that correctly.
Okay, so Riz is short for charisma or your flirtation ability.
Well, I was close.
You were close.
I was really close. I'm a rizzle for
he's
shizzle.
He's got mad Riz. Everyone loves him. That's how you use it in a sentence.
Yeah, well, we'll see if she comes up with that one. So let her finish the list. How many do we have, by the way?
It's a pretty good list.
Okay, this may be a short show then.
It's a pretty good list. Okay, so the next one is going to be sus.
Oh, that's short for suspect.
Suspicious or sketchy. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that.
Yeah, suspicious or sketchy. That sounds kind of sus, not going to lie. No cap.
No cap.
So
for
like
shizzle.
Yeah, for shizzle. For Rizzle.
For Rizzle.
Yeah.
Bite me.
I remember bite me. I remember. So Kevin's now got a list of 80s and I guess 90s slang going on over there.
And I don't have my glasses on. That's what's bad about all this.
Okay. So
you
the
might
next
be getting
one,
old.
The next one is going to be DeLulu.
DeLulu. Is that like Lululemon?
No, not Lululemon.
I put these glasses on, now you're fuzzy and I can see the screen perfect. Let me take these off before I get cross-eyed. So Lululemon.
No,
that's
it's
a
just DeLulu.
Women's love. Just Lulu.
DeLulu.
Oh, DeLulu.
Yes.
Like we go into DeLulu Lemon to get some clothes. That's what I would think.
No, delusional.
Delulu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, she thinks he's going to text her back. She's so Delulu.
Yeah, because she's at Delulu.
Okay, so the next one is more of a sound. Okay, it's not actually a word. It's so it's sks. Yeah, it's spelled S-K-S-K-S-K.
Sick, sick, sick.
Tina thinks it's she's hot.
Tina says she's hot. I'm going to put my glasses on. I think it means totally tubular.
Totally tubular. It's an expression of excitement, laughter, or embarrassment. So it's like if you were to get embarrassed, you would be like, I can't believe that happened. But I don't know that they use this very often. I think this
okay,
would...
so this, just making grunting noise, this sounds a lot like Tim the Tool Man Taylor. When, yeah, that's embarrassing. Huh? He did the same thing. Well, you're answering the question.
Well, huh? Now it's, yeah, so, yeah, there you go. You got it. Okay, so the next one is, it's giving.
Hmm. That could mean, time. Is it, Tina says time to eat. What? I don't know when. She's some kind of special.
This is going to be my favorite episode.
It's giving. Like birthday, like Christmas.
No, it's the giving. Term is, it's giving.
Like, but it's spelled giving, like G-I-V-I.
Yeah, yeah, giving.
Giving.
Yeah, so, okay, so if you were, huh?
You're giving a hard time.
No, no, it's not giving, being given a hard time. So if you were to, okay, so when you would be.
Can I hear it in a sentence?
You can hear it in a sentence. It's giving boss energy.
It's giving boss energy, which that's, it's, I think giving is just the general term. It's giving.
It's giving, yeah. So it's used to describe a vibe or comparison.
Okay.
So if you were to meet a guy that was a self-proclaimed nice guy, and he's you know, he's like, yeah, I don't know why women don't like me, blah, blah, blah. But he's not actually a nice person. You know, he just, and you would be like, it's giving desperate. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No. He's like, no.
No. No. I know. That is just.
Okay.
That is just stupid.
Let me put it in police terms. Maybe this will help. Okay. So you pull over somebody and they're acting sus. Okay. And they're fidgeting and they act like they have something in their pockets. And you say, it's giving, you have drugs. Does that make sense? Your behavior's giving.
All right. That sentence makes sense. Your behavior is giving me the impression that yes. You have drugs on you.
That's correct.
So I have to advise you of your Miranda rights.
That's correct. And then I'm calling the dog.
And then
so,
I'm calling the
there you go.
The dog. Okay. Well, that. When did we become so lazy that we can't finish a sentence or finish a word? I cannot stand that. I get on to her. She used to do that crap with me on the daily.
On
the what?
Daily.
No, I have to deal with that on the daily. No, on the what? Finish the sentence. On a daily basis. If you're going to say it right.
On the daily is the same thing.
No, it's not.
So I can't say 24/7?
Well, you could say that because I like
it's
that's
the same
fine.
Thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, so the next one on the list.
I can't do this.
The next one on the list is mid.
Mid?
Mid.
Like middle?
M-I-D, mid.
Like she interrupted me mid-sentence?
I'm going to give it to you
in
a sentence.
Yes.
That new album is kind of mid.
Mediocre.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Often, that's because Tina was shaking her hand back and forth. So
mid.
Okay,
it was mid. Okay, so the next one is sending me.
Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, you would think.
Okay.
She's sending me a message. She's sending me the goo-goo eyes.
Kevin's really about to lose his mind. It means something is so funny or wild that it's overwhelming.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does. That's exactly how they use it.
Man, can I say the word retarded on this program?
No, you can't. Okay. That's an ugly word.
Well, this stupid then.
Yeah. So it says, this meme is sending me. So it's a video is so funny that it's sending me.
Sending me to another level?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess that I guess you so. Could say it like that.
The next one is ratio.
Like
ratio, R-A-T-I-O, ratio.
Oh, not like Horatio or no, a ratio.
It's ratio.
Of 3.something%.
Well, I mean, that's the you're using the right word in the wrong format, though.
The right word in the wrong.
To them, it means when a reply gets more likes than an original post. So, like, if you posted a funny video and then somebody said something funny underneath it, then you would be, and then. Like it had 10,000 likes and your video only had 5,000 likes, you're getting ratioed.
Horatioed.
Ratioed.
Horatio.
No, just ratio.
Not Horatio.
Not Horatio. That's a name. Just ratio. <You're
getting> ratio. Radio. Ratioed. Horatioed. I'm going to start.
You going to start giving me 80s ones?
No, I'm just going to start Horatioing people.
No, just ratio. Not Horatio.
It's my word. I'll use it how I want to use it.
He's going to try to relate to some young kid and be like, I'm getting Horatio.
Man, did you see that last episode of Locally Hated Podcast? That was Horatioed.
It's sending me.
It's sending me to another level of Horatio-ness.
Okay, so dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Like done. Tired.
No.
It's without life.
To express something is hilariously funny or embarrassing.
Like me falling off the ladder?
Yes, had me dead. It had me dead. It was sending me.
It was sending you to another ratio.
Oh,
that's
God.
Sus.
I get...
That is sus.
It's sus.
Becked.
Okay, so the next one is going to be the word period. But it's got a T at the end, so it's period.
Uh-uh. No. Is that like an end of sentence?
Yeah.
Like you're trying to, I'm done with this argument. Period.
Yes.
Period.
Bingo. Kevin, I'm so proud of you. Like a mic drop.
Okay, mic drop.
Yeah, period.
But you don't, you could say the same thing and spell it correctly.
I'm not in charge of the slang.
Children, we can spell these correctly and do this the right way and be active and successful members of society. Period.
It's giving teacher energy.
It's giving, yeah. Man, I got new respect for teachers now. Lord have mercy.
Me
if they had to hear this crap every day.
Okay, so the next word is eight. A-T-E, eight.
Eight. All right, like you ate your meal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm not hungry anymore because I ate.
No, that's not what, I mean, that's what we know it as, but they know it as you did something flawlessly. So it's perpendicular or parallel with slayed.
You slayed it.
Okay, so like when, you remember when Whitney Houston did the national anthem and it was amazing?
Yeah.
She ate that performance.
Ate it up.
She ate it up.
She ate it up.
She
loved it so much that everybody just ate it all up.
Yes.
I guess that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see that because they ate it all up.
Correct. The next one is bussing.
Bussing. That's what we do every morning, putting them childrens on that school bus, that yellow hound.
No.
And bussing them. Oh, yeah. Yes.
No.
Tina said that's what they're doing with the ICE right now.
No,
they're picking them up and bussing them back to Mexico.
No, they're not. No, that's not.
That's
not
exactly what they're doing.
I understand, but that's not what they're saying.
And they're putting the children on the bus so they can be bussing to school.
No. That means something tastes amazing or is really good. This pizza is bussing.
Now, how are you getting bussing out of that definition out of bussing? Yeah.
I'm not in charge of the slang. I'm just
That's what I want to know. Who comes up with this?
Well, I wonder, did our parents feel the same way about the things that we were saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what does tubular mean? And where did that come from? You know?
No, duh.
No, duh. No, duh.
Let me put my okay, glasses
the
on.
Next one is letters. F-R.
Huh?
F-R.
This father. That's short for father.
No, none of these are explicit, so it's F-R. And it sometimes for real? Can be, there you go. Or they can, or they'll say it F-R-F-R, which means for real, for real. That's the way they'll say it.
So in a text message or just?
Yeah, I'm tired, for real, for real. Like, in a text okay. message,
okay.
I'm tired.
Okay, but they don't come up to you and say, I'm tired, F-R.
No, they say for real. I mean,
because if you come up to me and say, I'm tired, F-R, huh? What'd you just say? You're what, if F-R?
I'm tired. F-R-F-R.
But this is through text message.
Yeah, this would be through text message.
This is not through verbal.
They don't type out for real. They don't type out for real. For
real. No. But they don't come up to. I'm talking about verbal communication here at this point.
In verbal communication, they would just be like, I'm tired for real.
Okay. F-R. I'm going to start telling them I'm tired. F-R.
So if Kevin comes up to y'all and says something about, man, it's hot. F-R. Then y'all know what he's talking about.
It is F-R hot.
Okay. So the next one is pull up.
Your pants.
No.
No sagging. Pull up. I'm about to pull up. I'm about to pick you up.
No. So basically it means come over or show up. So if you said, I'm going to beat you up. I would text back and be like, pull up. Nuck if you buck. Same thing. You ain't never heard nuck if you buck. Oh, Lord, I done reached a different generation.
Are we even speaking English anymore?
Okay, so the next one is main character.
Well, that would be the main character of a show.
It's kind of like that. That's so, yes, a drama queen.
A drama queen, okay.
It's somebody that's acting like they're the star of the show and a very overconfident energy. She walked in with main character energy.
Well, yeah, okay, I can see that. Like the center of the universe doesn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
The world doesn't revolve around you. That's the way we would be saying it.
Center. Yeah,
center.
Center. That's going to be our new word for reals.
Yeah. Okay, or so the next one.
Main character.
Kevin's going to love this one. The next one is touch grass. I knew he was going to like this one.
That could mean so many. No, it's not smoking grass.
Smoking grass. No.
And yeah.
So
get on the ground.
This is something that.
Touch grass.
Kids tell other kids.
Because I used to tell people that all the time. You better get on the ground.
No, this is something that kids tell other kids that are on their devices too much. Like, and then they get triggered by something easily. They tell them to go touch grass. Like, go outside. Yo, you need to go outside and play. Like, you're on your iPad too much. This one says, you're arguing over anime characters. Go touch grass. Yeah, like
kind of like being on Facebook too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, snap out
you're,
of it.
You're arguing with people that are sitting behind a keyboard that don't
see. So now when that happens, you can be like,
y'all
grass.
Need to quit that. Go touch some grass.
Go touch some grass. That's
but I don't think it, I don't think you can add words to it and it still mean the same thing.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Just
for
tell them.
FR?
FRFR.
FRFR. So if my nephews come over at Christmas time or Thanksgiving, I'll tell him you need to go outside and touch some grass.
Yeah,
he'll know exactly
just
what
like,
I'm talking
about. Go outside and touch grass, bro.
No, but I say you need to go outside and touch some grass.
Yeah, that's fine.
Instead of just saying touch grass.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll understand what you're saying.
But they understand it a whole lot more if I finished the sentence and said go outside and touch some grass.
FR.
For real.
The next one is snatched.
Snatch that girl bald headed.
No. Okay.
That's exactly what that means. Boy, I'll snatch you up that chair. Like.
So snatched means you're looking good. It often refers to someone's body or outfit. So if somebody was wearing something and it fit really well, like her, it would be like her waist is snatched. No, it is not that.
No.
This is a PG show.
Not going to tell you what Tina was saying, but if you've got a general idea of her demeanor, you'll understand exactly what she was saying
so, like,
about the word snatched.
If somebody's waist looked really thin, it would be looking snatched. Her waist looks snatched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched her taking a bath last night, and she was snatched.
Yeah.
She was looking good.
She was snatched.
F-R.
Yeah. F-R. Okay, so the next one is like a combo, but they go together. Low-key and high-key.
Well, low-key was on the Avengers.
Okay.
Okay, so low-key.
I've never seen the Avengers.
Never mind. Yeah. So keep it low.
Keep it on down low. Yeah. Like that's
keep
how
it
we
on the DLs.
Yeah, keep it on the DL. That's how we said it.
But your high key, you need to go out and touch some grass.
It's obvious and intense. Yes. They got to go out and touch grass.
Go out and touch some grass, boy.
Absolutely. Go touch some grass.
Boy, I snatch you out of that chair. What does snatch mean again? I forgot.
Okay,
I got so distracted with Tina. I never heard what snatch meant.
Snatched means that you look good. Like,
okay,
like
okay. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Good often refers to, you know.
She was quit remember, doing that over there. We're going to have to put up a divider so I don't see her.
Tina is so tickled right now.
Snatched.
Okay,
girl,
the next one
I'm going to write that in her birthday card tomorrow. Girl, you snatched. FR.
I can't stand you.
Happy birthday, Snatch. That's low key and high key. Sus. I think I'm getting the hang of this. This is easy.
I knew this was going to be good.
This is easy.
Kat, just shout out to Kat again. This was a great idea. Okay, the next one is vibe check.
Oh, well, that's pretty, I would think that would be self-explanatory.
It is.
Is check your attitude type.
Yeah, assessing someone's mood or behavior.
Oh, you're asking them. Oh, you're walking up to me. What's your vibe check?
Well, I mean, basically.
Are you in a good mood or are you in a bad
correct.
Mood?
Correct. Kind of like that.
Well, it'd be a whole lot easier for me to just say, hey, are you in a good mood or a bad mood?
Correct.
You'd
be like, hey, listen, don't act up in Mr. Rhodes' class today. He failed the vibe check.
Yeah, okay.
Like you're having a bad day.
And
you know,
there is a Mr. Rhodes and Mrs. Merrill in my family that do teach school, so that would be a good question to ask them.
Yeah. So, and your sister is probably going to die because she hears these on the daily.
On the daily. My brother teaches middle school or grade school, so I don't know if he hears it as much.
Yeah, he probably does.
Yeah,
he probably does. So the next one is ick.
Ick.
I-C-K, ick.
Sick. Look gross. Nasty.
So an ick is a sudden turn off or a cringe factor. So I'll just give you an example. There's it's like the way he chews gave me the ick. So like, okay, like if you were out on a date and the person that you chewed or that you were on the date with was chewing with their mouth open.
That's disgusting.
That's okay, right there. That's the ick.
That is butt-sgusting.
That was FR.
FR. Ick. So if Tina does something at the house and I just go ick.
No, you just go, you tell her you gave me the ick.
You gave me the ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a slang for him picking himself
touch
up
grass.
Off the floor. Touch the grass. You better go touch grass.
You better go touch grass. That make you give me the ick.
Yeah, the ick. Okay.
Ooh,
so
I'm gonna use that one. FR.
FR.
That's my favorite, FR.
He's going to be texting people this now.
No, this is going to be in daily conversation. This is not going to be text message.
The next one is aura points.
Who?
Aura points. A-U-R-A.
Aurora.
No, aura.
Like
your aura? Aura points.
Kind of like a vibe check, I guess.
Well, it's a sarcastic, ironic internet term meaning someone's gained imaginary vibe or status points.
Was that directed at me?
No, okay.
In my Facebook page?
She helped a grandma cross the street. She gets 500 extra aura points.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand. I don't
it.
Get that one.
Yeah, I don't understand
that
it,
would, but that's a good deed. That's not aura points.
Yeah, but you get aura points for it. So, so if you were nasty to somebody, or you flattened your grandma's tire, you would get negative aura points.
Well, who determines the number?
I don't know.
The numerical value.
I don't know. They just, they care about that much.
They just
say stuff like you lost aura points or you gained aura points.
Well, yeah. That's some kind of special there.
The next one is my favorite. Okay. And there is no meaning to this. I need you to know this before you even try to guess. It's either skibbity or skibbity toilet.
What?
It's my favorite.
Yeah. I've done that skibbity to the toilet before, too.
I knew. Okay, so.
We call that pushing cotton.
So there is a viral meme that goes around. It's a series where toilets with human heads fight cameramen. It's used absurdly. So basically, when you're, I guess, I don't know.
Heads fight cameramen.
The cameramen. Yeah, it's literally this generation of kids. You would have seen. So basically, we would have called people when they were acting ignorant. We would have been like, you're acting like a spaz.
Yeah.
Don't act like a spaz. So, yeah. So they say, bro is acting like a skibbity toilet.
Skibbity. I'm going to tell Tina that. Take a chill pill. You're acting like a skibbity toilet.
Touch grass. You're acting like a skibbity toilet.
That's just gnarly.
Okay.
As I put my glasses back on to read.
The next one is Ohio.
That's where my brother-in-law's been working here lately.
Well, so Ohio basically means lame, weird, whatever.
So like Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, it's lame. It means you're lame or weird. So it's like, it's just, you know, like you're acting Ohio.
But why would they pick that state for that? Would it be somebody?
It's from a meme implying something is cursed, weird, or chaotic. So it's just from a meme. The next one's literally going to be one of my favorites as well. So,
and you know, just a second ago she said spaz and spaztard, but on this list it says spaz and spazoid.
Spazoid, yeah, spazoid, yeah. The next one is giat. GYATT. It's pronounced giat.
Giat.
Yeah. Giat.
They some Cajun people that pronounce their names that is spelled Gio, but it's Giat.
No, this is Giat.
Giat.
Yeah.
Get on out of here. Go on now, get. Go on now, get. Giat. Go. Giat. Giat.
So
that's what I do, yelling at them dogs, the neighbor's dog. Giat. Giat.
So it's an exaggerated expression of awe at someone's body, particularly the butt.
Ooh.
So they got a, you know, like,
they got a giat.
Yes, that's what they say. Yes, they got a giat. Yeah. So instead that of makes, you remember when Sir Mix-a-Lot said, "Baby got back." That's their way of saying "Baby got back." You got a dump truck. It's giat.
Got a dump truck. It's giat. Oh Lord, have mercy.
The next one.
We're not going to survive as a nation. I'm just telling you right now. We're not. Going to survive as a nation. Can you imagine you are in a nursing home and your doctor walks in and said, we have a problem with your giat.
Yeah, or your giat looks sus.
Your giat looks sus, FR. And I think we're going to have to do some surgery, so I'm going to need you to go touch grass while you can.
God, that would be hilarious. The next one is called.
What do you say?
The next one is called fan behavior.
Fan behavior.
Yes.
Like you acting like you like me or something?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, acting overly obsessed or interested in someone.
Oh, okay.
So if somebody just like goes through in one day and likes all your posts and you get 70 notifications.
I get that all the time.
That's fan behavior.
That is, well, maybe they are a true fan.
Maybe they are. Maybe they
are.
I get
that. Yeah. Keep up the fan behavior on the podcast.
Absolutely.
Facebook.
Locally Hated Podcast.
Because we've had some pretty good fan behavior here lately.
We have. The next one is beige flag.
A beige flag.
So you know what a green flag is.
It means go.
Yeah. And you know what, when you're speaking about a human, you know what a green flag is. If they're a caring person, or if they, you know, cook for the sick or whatever, right? That's a green flag. So if you have somebody that's overly controlling, what is that?
A red flag.
A red flag. So a beige flag.
Well, it could be bad behavior too.
Yes, bad behavior. A beige flag is a quirky but harmless trait in a partner.
I'm a beige flag.
I could
Tina's
see that.
A beige flag.
I could see that.
She's a big beige flag.
That touches grass. Yeah. So that's that one. So the next one is slime you out.
Slime. That would have to be something with Nickelodeon.
You would think.
Well, that only makes sense because didn't Nickelodeon have that slime?
Yes.
On the
Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah. But they would get slimed all the time. Or it could be, wait. It could be from Ghostbusters.
It's not from Ghostbusters.
Because you remember he got slimed.
He did. What was it? Ectoplasm?
Ectoplasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So slime you out means to betray or mess you over.
Okay. Slimy behavior.
Yeah. She told my secret. She really slimed me out.
Well, that kiss cam was pretty slimed behavior. Slimy. Yeah.
Coldplay slimed those people out.
Slimed them. Yeah. Coldplay. They slimed their own selves out.
They did. They did. Okay, so.
FR.
For FR. So, goofy, ah. Goofy, A-A-A-H-H.
He's goofy, ah. Yeah.
No, it's silly, weird, or ridiculous. And the sentence is, that's some goofy, ah behavior, FR. FR is on there. Yeah, for real.
Mm.
The next one is going to be Rizzler.
Okay. He's the...
We've already been over Riz.
Riz.
So what would a Rizzler be?
The person that conducts Riz.
Boom. That's the Riz conductor.
The Riz conductor. The razzle dazzle person.
Yeah, there's a little song going around on the internet for a while, sticking out my gat for the Rizzler. I remember hearing that. It was like a trending sound.
Sticking out your butt.
For the Rizzler.
For the razzle dazzle.
For the razzle dazzle. All right. So the next one is WL. So you could either be using W or L, but this is like WL.
Week long.
That's exactly what it means. Tina got it right. So if you have W Riz, that means you have winning Riz. If you have L Riz, you have loser Riz.
And what did Riz mean again?
Riz is charisma.
Okay, that's right.
Remember game? We used to say, oh, yeah, they got game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
that
Riz
made
is.
More sense, though.
To us, but to them, it doesn't. Because if you tell
game.
Them that, they don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the Riz.
So
we'll
the
start
next.
Start using that, too.
He's a Rizzler. The next one is brain rot.
That would be this right here. This podcast, everything that we've been doing for the past 16 weeks, brain rot.
Brain rot. So brain rot is when something is taking over your mind or you're obsessed. So like if you talk to somebody and all they wanted to talk about was Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's brain rot.
But Star Wars was cool though.
Well, I mean... I think that's subjective.
It had the Riz.
It had the Riz.
And the razzle dazzle.
The next one is slaps.
Slaps. Like,
yes. Slaps.
Like actually slapping somebody?
Or no, well, I mean, that
slapping them across the face. I'm going to slap you.
No. Something that goes hard, especially music. So like when you got a sick beat, yeah, that slaps. That beat slaps.
Like slapping your hip.
Yeah, that slaps.
Yeah.
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 Slapping your hip.
Okay, so the next one is shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter?
Yes.
Oh, they have a program on that on Discovery Channel talking about shapeshifters.
Yeah, but it's not in that context.
Oh, they, I don't know, okay, lost a lot of weight, gained a lot of weight.
Kind of. Have you ever seen somebody on Facebook without the use of filters but with the use of angles? Look completely different from what they do in real life.
Yes.
That's a shapeshifter.
Huh? Yeah, I had a blind date with a shapeshifter.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, what did they call that? What did they you got catfished?
I don't know. It was horrible though. I'm traumatized by it. But I really was, and it was just a, I don't know. I don't want to body shame anybody, but it was bad. It was,
so, but the angles at which they took pictures, yes, made them look completely made them different. Look,
yes, and from the waist up at the restaurant, that was exactly spot on. But
she had a yacht?
She got there before I did, and I don't even remember this person's name. It was just a one time blind date. Somebody said here, and so anyway, I get to the restaurant. There, everything looks exactly the same as what the picture was on the profile and so forth. Well, when the check came, let me just back up and tell the rest of the story. So it was breakfast, and I had ordered a big breakfast. I was hungry, and she ordered the same thing with a side of bacon or a side of hash browns. That's what it was, a side of hash browns. And this is a huge plate of food. And because you could only order like three eggs, bacon, biscuits, and
were
all
you
that.
You at Waffle House?
No, it was Copeland's.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm sitting there eating, drinking coffee, and she ordered, like I said, the hash browns, side of hash browns. And I pushed my plate away because I was full and there was a lot of food left. And I never really paid attention. I was still drinking coffee and talking. And she never stopped eating. And bless her heart. And the next thing I know, she's sopping up the biscuit with whatever's left on the plate. And there's a lot of food left on mine. And I get it. But she grabbed my plate and finished it too. And then so the check came and she got up. And that's when I realized there was lots of got.
Oh, okay.
A lot of got.
FR?
Yeah, FR. FR. And I felt I wasn't, I don't want to say it the bad way, but I was beating feet out of there, trying to get out of there as quick as I could.
Okay.
Well, call me. Oh, you bet on that.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
Don't call me. It was probably the most horrible experience I ever had because then when her talking about her cats, what was that? Talking about something too much.
Oh, that's when you got brain rot.
Yeah, brain rot. Yeah. About cats. And I said, cats only serve two purposes, target practice and killing mice. And that went over like a turd in a punch bowl, too.
Wow, Kevin. Wow.
I don't like cats.
Gah, here we go.
So that was a little sidebar there for real. Now, what were,
sorry
we, talk-
about your
what were we talking about there?
Okay, the next one is zesty.
Zesty. Oh, yeah, that's it's spicy. It's
kind of flamboyant or dramatic.
Yeah.
Like behavior that can be playful or shady.
Kind of like Tina.
So, she's zesty. Yeah. Clocked.
Got hit.
No.
Clocked into time.
No. You caught someone slipping or being fake. So when you catch them in a lie, you clocked that T.
Clocked that T.
You clocked the T. Yeah. The next one is on God. That's what they say.
I swear.
Yes.
Okay. My mind's walking through this process to see where they're going
so
with this.
So instead of like if you said to your kid, did you, you know, I told you not to do that. Did you do that anyway? No, I didn't, on God. That's what they would say. On God.
Well, you shouldn't say that. That
but that's what they say.
Horrible.
I don't think they know what the context is. That's
You're
just what they say.
You're taking the Lord's name in vain.
That's what they say. So the next one, the last one, the very last one on my list is chopped.
Stolen.
No.
Shortened.
Mm-mm.
Because I don't know then.
No, not your haircut either. So in a sentence, it is, I thought he was really cute from behind until he turned around. He's chopped.
Short?
No, he's not attractive.
Oh.
Yeah. So if I took a picture of you and Tina, and Tina's like, oh, let me see. She wouldn't be like, oh, I look ugly in that picture. They would be like, oh, I look chopped in that picture.
So back in our day, we'd call it a woman like that butterfaced.
Butterface, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything looked good, but her face.
I remember that. Yeah, chopped.
Or she had them summer teeth. Some are there, some are not.
Oh, no. That's not... Kevin! Chopped is just like I don't look good.
Got
like,
that can't you, don't you hair.
Can't you, don't you. Yeah.
Can't you comb it, don't you try.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me of... man, I'll have to tell y'all about that. Galen did something one time, and I was just like, where do you come up with this stuff? Like, where do you come up with this stuff? I don't know. Can't you, don't you? I ain't never heard about that. So, anyway.
It was, yeah, but.
So now Tina is going to have to live with Kevin.
Yeah. Well, she loves me because I'm drippy.
Came through dripping. You know it?
My nephew told my mom that one time. And so me, Tina, and McKenna, and Devin, Danielle, mom, dad, we all went out to eat. And my mom made that statement, oh, he's drippy. And McKenna stopped eating, and she said, what did you just say to my mother? She said, it's drippy.
Drippy.
She said, please don't ever say that.
Don't ever. Paisley hates it. She'll be like.
And she wasn't disrespectful about it. Yeah, she thought it was funny. That. She said, please don't say that
please
ever
don't say
again.
That. Yeah, I'll say something to Paisley, and I'll be like, you know, don't have skibbity toilet riz. And she'll be like, shut up, mom. Don't say that. Or, and then when she starts being ugly, I'm like, yeah, you're being Ohio. And she, you know, she hates it. She hates
it. I'm
so going
to start by telling my nephew he's skibbity toilet riz.
He's skibbity toilet riz. Yeah. You got that skibbity toilet riz.
You got that high-low. That high-low.
You got that high-key skibbity toilet
high
riz.
High-key, that's what it is. High-key. Skibbity toilet riz.
So next week, we will, I don't know what we're going to talk about
we'll
next week.
We'll be canceled. We'll be turned off.
All of our 11 listeners.
Between saying the R word and me telling the story of, and look, that person was not from here. That was up in Shreveport, so it's okay. Directing this at anybody. Like I said, don't even remember the woman's name. But.
It's okay, but here's the thing, okay? And this is coming from a big girl, okay? If somebody's not your type, they're just not your type.
That's yeah, but from the waist up, it was spot on a representation.
I mean, you know, some people are just
it was
different.
False advertisement.
I understand. It's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, that's a shapeshifter. From Skinwalker Ranch.
Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode, and we will come up with something to talk about next week. I'm sure of it.
Sorry, ladies.
I
apologize.
Okay. You're going to be fine.
And that's the thing. Our listeners on the dashboard, it shows we're a 70-30 split. We got 70% women and 30% men, so I'm at a severe disadvantage here, and I probably just isolated 70% of our listeners.
It's going to be so fine. Kevin's not talking about y'all, guys. Yeah, he didn't go on a blind date with y'all, so it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Shapeshifter.
Shapeshifter. That's going to be an FR. That's the word of the day. What did we say? We were untalented and what? I'm going to have to go back and listen to that when I'm naming the episode. Well, y'all stay tuned for next week, and we will come back with some God only knows what for the next episode of Locally Hated.